Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Hey. First things first.
So, let me tell you something. I was raised in a household where there are certain things you don't say to an adult and about an adult. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, on Newsroom Africa, Santaco spokesperson Fanya Nasibanyoni had this to say.
Are people who own cars allowed to give hitchhikers a lift?
No, they are not. They are not allowed. It's our business. They are infringing our rights because we are taxi operators with permit to load passengers. But people cannot just pick up people because they're not taxis.
If it's a family member, if it is my family member that I'm giving a lift to work.
How do you see a family member on the street? Every company's got securities. If you see there's a family member is hiking there and you see there's a patrol car, just stop your car, go to the security guy and explain to them to say, this is my family member, please allow me to pick that person. I don't think they'll give you a problem.
So,
Sibanyon.
No, so let me try and explain. I think he was misunderstood. Generally, taxi associations have routes that they pay for, right? Vunda will tell you she was in the business, her family was. Mm-hmm. So you pay for a route. So let's
defigate.
Yes, the rental route. And then once you paid for that route, obviously then the taxi association will assign your vehicle or however many vehicles you've paid for to that route. That means that nobody else other than the people that are certificate holders are able to transport people along that route. There's a commercial value to each route, by the way, because of the distance, the fare, the foot traffic, etc. and so on. Mm-hmm. Now, when you, as Sol Penduga, decide to go buy your Ace or your van, and then you transport to Ngane, transport to staff, for example, without a PDP or without a certificate for the route, you are now infringing on their business rights. I think that's what you're trying to communicate. Generally speaking, I think that's what he was trying to say.
Yes, that is what he was trying to say.
Yeah.
Except they stop private cars.
No,
not Kumbis.
Not just Kumbis.
Because they're doing what the Kumbis are supposed to be doing as well.
Yeah, but the reason I'm hitchhiking is because I can't afford to be in a taxi.
No, but they are still infringing on their rights to
conduct business.
Because I'm not conducting business. I'm not taking money from the guy. They are conducting business. I'm not taking money. I'm not the Uber. I'm not a taxi. I'm just a guy giving someone a lift.
That's not
okay, let me ask you this. Hold on. Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this. Hold on. If you had a tuck shop or let's say a bigger shop, not a tuck shop.
Yes.
You had like a wholesaler or whatever.
Yes.
And somebody's in your shop. Mm-hmm. Then I came while the person's in your shop and I said, hey, don't buy this rice. I've got rice here that's cheaper in your own shop.
But
how would you feel?
I would say this is number one, private property, not shared by other sellers or other people who are giving things away. Like the road is public.
But this, but this is a private route. The commercial part of the road is a private route. It belongs to a taxi association.
But the guy in my store is saying, I'll take a fee. Right, it's not saying isagwami gune rice. I think that's maybe.
But I'm taking the food out of your mouth.
But also hitchhikers, even in that instance, they do pay something. It's not always that there's nothing to pay. They either contribute to the petrol. It might be slightly less, but nevertheless, there are hitchhikers who would pay something.
But guess what? Drivers don't take something. What if that guy doesn't have the full amount and said to the taxi driver, I've got 10 rands, the fee is 20 bucks. He won't give him a ride for that because he'll say the fee is 10 bucks.
No, but so government has a responsibility to grow industries such as these, especially the taxi industry.
But then do we grow through bullying?
No, it needs to be regulated. We do need some sort of regulatory laws, something that is standard, but nevertheless, there are routes. And with that, you cannot just have ordinary people just taking in hitchhikers. And there is something that is paid. I think it's important if we are to grow our economy. To a certain extent, there must be regulations.
Nkalubuza, two things. One, is it illegal to give people a lift? One, first question. Two, looking at the socioeconomic situation in this country. Mm. Are we now saying that we are forcing everybody to get into a taxi? Even those who do not have the means, those who maybe is going in one direction and decides, you know what, I'm also going in that direction, I would love some company, let me just give this person a lift. What are we saying?
Okay, so it's not illegal, Mpo. You're right. It's obviously not legal to give somebody a lift. The problem here is, and again, it's unfortunate that the spokesperson was put in a situation where he had to answer a question which now people are drawing all sorts of inferences from, right? Let me give you a very clear example. If you took your car, your renka, what would happen?
No, yeah, we all know what happens.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Now, when you're picking up somebody, find a good question about the renki. Because sometimes Abantu, they stop and stop in. Have you seen taxis just stop and pick up people? Mm. It's exactly that.
So if I work with Umpo and she lives 4 blocks away from my house, and then I'm like, Umpo, it's a lift club. It's, how illegal is that now?
No, Pella, that's something different. And that's why you are saying there are marshals there. You need to explain to the marshal who says, no, man. Lana, and I'm not just picking up a random. This is an arrangement that we have.
So what, I must give you
We've
my
got
ID?
A lift club. I get
like, wait.
Because now they need to differentiate between somebody who's picking up people randomly, rutiabo, and somebody who's got a pre-arrangement.
Mm. Again, I ask, even if I am picking up people randomly, is that illegal now?
It's not. And that's the gap in law. And when all of us are debating like this, it tells you that the center's not holding. Government needs to do more for this industry so that they're not seen as savages who are stopping people from randomly picking up relatives. It needs to be an industry that is supported because it commutes millions of South Africans to their workplaces. So it does contribute to the economy's growth.
Hmm.
Let us know what your thoughts are. Give us a shout. 086-000-0959. Kwalangiska bang. Kwalangiska bang. That do.
Hi, guys. Mina, I refuse. Indaba yamatege silena kuthi bazosimisa. Nani. We all pay for the route. Sipatala ama license disc every time. Nini license disc ya expire. Uhlangana ama traffic cop. Bakumise bakufuneke ichocho ukuthi manje wena obhadalanga. Or mabe ngalifuna ngalelo chocho bak. Patalis back palitigit, Loguti or Patuhamben Teleno, Nemoto, Engel. So Jele Abole, Uti, Rutia Glungi, Lemagui Rutia, Abolor, Kota, they have no right to stop me from picking up Umunten Gavan with Tingum niggers or Caesar, and Bon with Namutin or Caesar. Abamegan Ganja Buffet.
So, yes, you're right. You do pay, obviously, for a license disc and to use a road, but that's as a private driver. For example, if your reasoning was sound, then why would there be something called PDPs? Why would somebody need a PDP? Because now you are taking the public. That's something different now.
Guys, I don't understand the taxi drivers or owners by owner a certain route. What? We are all paying here. We are all paying. They cannot afford taxi fare. These things are expensive, guys. Sometimes mutu uya interview hana lika sente ka mopotle. And then utshona se aitse jwang. Ah, come on, guys. Taxi owners, taxi drivers ba tella nje. Period. Period. Ba tella. Period.
Yo, waza wa ithinta ke sizwe. Labantu laba ingqondo zabo azisebenzi wonke amalokishi. Dala sakhula ungathatha noma yipi imoto uhambe uye emngcwabeni uyongcwaba kuyipi province noma kuyipi province. Akusayenzeki lokho. Akusayenzeki kuthiwa kumele uhambe uyothatha isitifiketi eNorth Street uma ngabe uye KZN. Kumele uhambe uyothatha ini uma ngabe uya kuphi kuphi. Ma ungena endaweni or ilokishini bazokumisa bacheke ukuthi ngabe unamaphepha u2 rank. Bangobani bona ngoba sigovernment. Yonke lento amanga ngoba into yokuqala nje bona. Baoparate ngokumgwinyata, baoparate ngokumthetha, abanawo amaphepha, abanawo. Se kuba wesu kwemanje njengoba ngikhuluma ngoba isho noma ngabe une business ulayisha abantu ngeven bayakubopha bathatha iven bayoyivalela. So yonke lento abayenza it's illegal, bayenza bathatha advantage nje kwaphela.
Look, I'm not here to say these guys are always right. And I'm certainly not there when some of these things happen. But what I'm here to argue is the merits of their argument and some of the points that they make. For example, why one operation kunyat? I can tell you right now, taxi associations are self-regulating. A common lapano vela renke, enga lokuza kokil. Bonga telangi moteka by keeper. Then themselves. So, I don't want to say Uguti because there are elements of lawlessness, Uguti, then everything should be deemed to be illegal because some of it isn't. In fact, some of it, they are well within their rights to enforce those rights.
Indabayama taxi driver is a very difficult issue. Indabayama taxi driver. Why abantu bangasakwazi ukuphana ama lift? And I mean, the way ngiyibona ngakhona, if abo taxi driver, they are allowed to do this now, kusasa bazokwazi ukumisa imoto bathi abantu mabagibele ngathuthu nga-1-1 or umuntu makethi imoto yakhe agibele ayi-1. That's what they're going to do if bazosenza so manje. Ku-taxi driver bayadelela nama-taxi owner basile
kwezinye iy'ndawo kuvele abantu sebehliswa. It's already started.
Hey, ubafana nyoni okhulumayo lo Sibanyoni lo angimazi ukuthi ungenwe yini. So manje mamela, every time mangidlula kulelo khona kumele ngiyehle nyo explainela labantu labo ukuthi ke manje ngilayisha umshana wami hayi abangazosanganela labantu. They don't belong estradini labantu labo. Lama patrol lawo hayi abapilong estradini. Estrada si owner yibo hayi abangazosidakwela.
Hayi bo.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, that's hilarious.
Motho ga palwa ya nong o tshwantse a etseng. And then ntwe ya gore re tshwantse re explain go di queue marshal when you want to give a person a lift gore motho ke family. Obviously ga ba tlo dumela sa ya nong ke go tshwantse go tsamaya ka di affidavit ya nong to explain gore this person is family. Ga pelo e batla gore epe motho a lift. And yes, I understand gona le ba ba patelang, but then there's some people out of the goodness of your heart it touches you and then omofa lift without charging them. There has to be some way to resolve this matter. When a person is doing something good to give someone else a lift, and then you know, auto lanse kiri taxi driver. I'm sorry, that's just another thing that I completely disagree with.
Mina, I think what mhlambe first point of call. Let's regulate the industry. If we can start doing that, then we can start putting in laws. But you can't put in laws if there's no regulations. Let them pay tax as well.
Sizwe, ngiyizwa le ndaba yama-PDP oyikhulumayo mfethu. Ayikho yonke le nto le. For starters, mangithenga imoto, that's a private car. I'm allowed to laisha abantu abayingaki? 5 in a car. So it means now if I have to laisha, let's say ngibuya kini. Kini bokune whatever ceremony. And then somebody's going Josie, I'm going Josie. From my KZN. Ngithatha loyo muntu lo. Are you gonna tell me ukuthi wena Sizwe I must get a PDP ukuthi ngilayishe umuntu akini ukuthi angene emotweni? Hayi ume kancane mfethu. Vah bafethu. Hayi kabi bafethu.
Kuyafana ke nanoma ngathiwa ke lo muntu lo uyahamba uyogibela kulelo tekisi engenalo lo mali yokukhokha uzokwehliswa kulelo tekisi. So nifuna ukwenzani? Nifuna ukuhlambalaza abantu, nibukise ngabantu. Nansi video khona manje yatrenda kasisi ubeshawa lapha ngempama, eshawa u-taxi driver, eshawela ukuthi akakhokhile etekisini. Siyakwazi konke lokho, abantu abakhule behamba ngamateksi bayakwazi lokho ukuthi u-drive uyajikisa itekisi ibuyele erenki ngesimanga se-R1, ngesimanga seshumi itekisi iyajika ibuyele emuva, nibe late nonke emsebenzini.
Sizo. Mfethu, hayi kabi. I think this one you won't try and convince us otherwise. Labantu bayabheda. It's not like if ushota nge-R5 bazokugibela isitaxi ngaleso sikhathi. So if you go hitchhiking or decide to give somebody a lift, why should that be an issue now?
Lo muntu lo is not misunderstood. Labantu la basiphilisa kabuhlungu. I'll tell you that much for nothing. Understand? They are infringing on our right for movement. More than anything else nje, understand? So abantu bamateksi nje bayasihlukumeza la emgacweni, and I don't understand mina ukuthi why kumele thina si explain our right to association and our right to movement. Abantu laba bayasihlukumeza.
Sizwe, sikhulume iqiniso bafethu. Amateksi owner agreed, amateksi driver ma-marshal agreed, laba ba-agreed. And they must understand ukuthi i-taxi industry iyaphela because abantu bathenga imoto manje, and into okunikeza umuntu lift it's individual choice. Umuntu nomuntu uyayenza into afuna ukuyenza. So ukuthi indlela iyabhadala, route iyabhadala, akusebenzi lokho. umuntu nechoice yakhe kufumula cha umuntu fumula yesh so bona lento all along beyingekho icala kuba khona manje ngoba manje industry taxi iyaphela abantu abasayigibeli taxi abantu abasayigibeli taxi manje basebafuna imali ngenkani.
Hey Steam, good morning. Yo, the topic you're discussing is a bit too close to home. My brother was fined by these guys 3,600 rand for helping two people on the Mal-Khalisburg route. There was no taxis in sight. They were stranded. They needed to get home. It was late. He gave him a lift. I'm missing Lilin to charge him 3,600 or else they're impounding his car. I mean, if that's not bullying, tell me what it is.
So the problem started with an industry owning a route, Ganjan, because as motorists, we all have the same rights on the route. Spadalum telo songems. Why certain people own routes, then they get to have rules on the route. Kanjan. That's where the problem is.
Yeah, but we explained that at the beginning of the show. You can actually find this entire conversation on the website, sky959.co.za. There's a podcast over there.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.